2016 was the deadliest year for the LGBT community, according to the NCAVP. There were attacks like the Orlando shooting and daily harassments. The LGBT community has known this type of violence dating back to the Stonewall riots in 1969. There are many kinds of attacks, whether it's physical violence, sexual assault, bullying, or threat. Many students at Pierce have experienced these type of attacks. Jesse Delgado has experienced sexual assault. This is the first time he ever talks about this assault with anyone. He talks about a time when a man inappropriately grabbed him. As he finished telling the story, he remembers his thoughts and his emotions.
I did feel, you know, negative things about myself. I was confused about myself in general at that point. It just made me feel bad and disgusted. And it really just, it just felt weird. But I still remember those vivid memories of me just being there, like, confused and kind of disgusted and kind of, you know, like, why was this happening to me?
USA Today reported that 40% of gay men and 47% bisexual men experience sexual violence. Attacks can come from anyone, whether it's someone you know or a complete stranger. Student Justin Huskett has been a victim of harassment from an unknown person. He describes a time when an unknown person harassed him and his train of thought.
I was very frustrated, and I was starting to cry about it because, like, I didn't know why he's, like, suddenly all up in our business. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. So it was just kind of... It was just very frustrating because, he sees this act and thinks he can come in and be insensitive about it and ask these insensitive topics, even though he doesn't know me at all. And he, like, starts laughing about it, and it's just kind of... Bleh.
According to CDC.gov, 34% of LGBT are bullied at school property. Justin's mother, Tracy Huskett, says she wasn't afraid for Justin because she believed that nowadays students weren't as accepting as they were years back.
He came out when he was about 16, so times had changed enough. High schools are not nearly as restrictive as they used to be. So I wasn't so much concerned in our general area, but going somewhere else, going to a different state, yeah, that kind of stuff still happens.
During this interview, Justin revealed to his mother that he was harassed at school. Justin Huskett is in a relationship with Mohamed Amin Shirishi, another student at Pierce. Mohamed Amin has experienced other harassment, not just strangers, but in his own family, specifically his father.
And then eventually when my dad found out, he constantly threatened me every day of kicking me out of the house and... different things. The only reason why I really was able to stay in that house was because of my mom. But most of the harassment that I got was from my dad.
Although Mohamed Amin says that this doesn't affect him as much, studies from the FAP states that families and caregivers' reactions impact LGBT children's risk and well-being. You might think that parents over time will accept their child, but Tracy Huskett said that Mohamed Amin's mother wasn't going to accept him.
She pretty much straight up told me she's never going to accept this. It's just never going to happen. Because her culture, her religion, there is no mechanism for this. It's just not something that's ever going to happen.
According to the FAP, families who don't accept the child block them from seeing their gay friends. In this case, Mohamed Amin's parents have forbid him from dating Justin Huskett and has caused them to see each other secretly. Violence and harassment takes a toll on a person. Jesse Delgado recalls a time when he got sexually assaulted and his dark thoughts that he had.
After that, I just kind of, like, pushed him away, and I did see his face, and he looked pleasured by it. And that's when I kind of realized I want to die.
In his interview, he said that he was scared to report it because he didn't know what would happen, not just to himself, but to the assaulter. Beth Benny, director of Student Health Center at Pierce College, states that whatever she is told, she has to report.
I'm a mandated reporter of any kind of domestic violence, assault, sexual assault, harassment, anything. If somebody needs to report something like that, they need to think about whether they want what they are reporting to be not public knowledge, but to be followed through. So,
although the statement might scare people to report or mention it, reports of violence towards the community has gone up. According to the hate crimes data, it might seem that violence is on the rise, but this means that the LGBT community is making a stand for themselves. They will no longer be quiet. More people will be aware, and more victims will have the courage to report. This is Yahaira Garcia reporting with KPCRadio.com.
Hi. I'm going to start to use the selling price for items by the
manufacturer. So I can talk to them.
And if you touch any more of my stuff,
I'm gonna
while
keep
I'm going,
touching all your stuff.
I'm going to...